Listener Production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rod McLeod. Here's what's making news for Wednesday, November 30. Queensland to introduce tough child sex offender monitoring laws. Shark nets to be taken down on the Gold Coast with wild surf coming. And the Suns wheel and deal in the AFL draft. Queensland will soon have the strongest child sex offender monitoring laws in the country, with new legislation to be introduced into Parliament this week. It would see monitoring for first-time offenders raised from 5 years to 10, while monitoring for repeat offenders would double to 20 years. The most serious offenders will be monitored for life. QUT School of Justice Professor Kelly Richards hopes the laws would be reviewed in due course.
I just hope that the Queensland government invests not only in these laws, but in monitoring the laws themselves and evaluating them to make sure that they are having the desired effect down the track.
For support and advice regarding child sexual abuse, you can call Bravehearts. Police are searching for a man and woman after they were captured on security video stealing a donation tin. The theft occurred at the Helensvale Bowls Club just before 6 p.m. last Friday. Money put into the tin for the Jack Beasley Foundation goes towards educating young people about knife crime after the teenager was stabbed to death in Surfers Paradise in 2019. You can check out the My Police website and socials and reach out if you can help identify the pair. Shark nets have been temporarily removed from beaches across the southeast because of stormy weather. They've been taken down so boats don't get caught in the nets due to the rough weather. Coordinator Sam Ferry says it applies for areas including the Gold Coast.
Main Beach, Surfers Paradise, Currawa, Miami, Burley, Calabudra, Currumbin, Balinga, Kira and Coolangatta on the Gold Coast. We'll keep a close eye on the weather and teams are ready to reinstall the gear when the conditions allow this to be done safely.
Just 25 days left until Christmas, but it comes with fresh warnings of holiday scams. The most common include fake parcel delivery texts, investment scams and fake websites. Westpac CEO Peter King has told Nine they've seen a 17% increase in fraud-related calls over the Black Friday period.
Technology that looks at patterns and looks at things that don't make sense, and we've stopped over $200 million of payments to scammers.
And more Gold Coast locals will now have access to ultra-fast broadband. Eligible residential homes and businesses in parts of Helensvale, Upper Coomera, Oxenford, Maudsland, Pacific Pines and Gavin can now place an order to upgrade their NBN connection to fibre to the premises. Updating sport now, the Gold Coast Suns have opted for pick swaps on the final night of the AFL draft. The Suns will now get Adelaide's current pick 79, Adelaide's future second round and Collingwood's future third round pick. In return, the Suns will exchange to the Crows their current pick 43, the Suns' future second round, and Geelong's future third round pick. The Suns make just one draft pick, signing exciting youngster Bailey Humphrey to strengthen their midfield and forward stocks. And the Queensland Gridiron semi-finals are being played this weekend. The Gold Coast Stingrays taking on the Brisbane Rhinos for the opportunity to play in the Sun Bowl Grand Final. Now you're up to date with what's happening on the Gold Coast and Tweed. Our listener app is your new home of local news. Download the app now to listen live or on demand.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.